Didn't know that. Very, very smart dude. He is celebrating his 67th birthday today. I think Mario Van Peebles is pretty, I mean, if you've ever seen New Jack City, I get it was a little gritty, but it's actually a really great movie. I'm kind of a fan of Mario Van Peebles. I kind of wish he would have done more, though, in like the late 80s, early 90s. It was like he came out with New Jack City and was like, nope, that's my masterpiece, done.
Yeah. And his dad was what, Melvin Van Peebles, right?
I believe so. I believe
so,
yes. Big in
the 70s cinema, yeah.
Yes. So I just kind of wish he would have did a little bit more, yeah. You know? I don't know. I think I always thought he was a pretty talented guy. Now, if you happen to be celebrating a birthday or an anniversary today, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a fantastic day. And remember, if you do want to add somebody to our list, it's so easy. You just have to text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Taking a look at the forecast, because I guess that's what I'm told I should do at this point, even though I wish I didn't have to talk about it. We are going to see some brutally cold wind chills over the next couple of days, 25 below to 35 below today, tonight, and tomorrow. Otherwise, today, partly cloudy, zero is a high. Well, that's pretty fun. 12 below tonight, and then tomorrow, we'll try to make it seem a little better than it actually is. We're going to warm it up just a little bit with a high near three. That's it, three. Ooh. That's what we're working our way towards tomorrow. I know, by the time we get to the middle of the week and we hit 11, we're gonna be like, it is shorts weather. What, come on now, we've got this. Oh my gosh. Currently it is 8 below. ABC news and local news is next, plus Sean Cable will give you a more detailed look at that forecast here on Max FM.
It's a new year, and there's a new name for the former Palace Theater in Wisconsin Dells, the new Legacy Dinner Theater, and its new owners are proud to present the Winter Concert Series with over 20 tribute concerts in all music genres, oldies, country, easy listening, and rock, coming to Wisconsin Dells during the first quarter of 2024. Back are tributes to Elvis, Dolly Parton, AC/DC, Journey, and many more. And new to the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells are tributes to Prince, Jimmy Buffett, Ozzy, plus Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. You can see the full lineup of over 20 concerts for the Winter Concert Series, plus purchase tickets at the new website, LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com. But hurry, the Winter Concert Series kicks off when Elvis is in the building Friday, January 26th for two big shows, followed by Prince on Saturday night, January 27th. For the complete listing of over 20 tribute concerts in Wisconsin Dells, check out the Winter Concert Series at LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
A little birdie told me it was time for your mammogram. I'm Laura from Medical Imaging at Reedsburg Area Medical Center. Has your provider been chirping at you to get a mammogram? Scheduling your mammogram is now easier than ever through your Reedsburg Hospital MyChart account. Now that's something to tweet about. Of course, you can also call us for an appointment at 768-6229. Let our caring mammographers take you under their wing. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg. ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It is caucus day in Iowa, and as former President Donald Trump holds a sizable lead in the polls, ABC political director Rick Klein says two other questions have now come front and center.
Ron DeSantis has so much riding on this state. If he doesn't finish in second, if he fades to third, that's bad for him and good momentum for Nikki Haley heading into New Hampshire. And turnout, a lot of people thought this would be a year we'd break the record turnout back in 2016, but that brutal weather probably holds it down. That means the diehards are going out.
That weather having a nationwide impact. More than 1,500 flights have been canceled. In Texas, utility regulators are asking people to conserve energy because of tight grid conditions. The school principal in Perry, Iowa, who shielded students during the January 4th shooting, died of his injuries. Dan Marburger is the second victim killed in that shooting. And President Biden travels to Philadelphia today for service events marking Martin Luther King Jr. Day. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A fire at a commercial facility closed a stretch of Highway 18 in Iowa County on Sunday. The fire happened at a commercial facility with a large amount of propane. The fire closed Highway 18 west of Cobb. Officers were asking everyone to avoid the area. Iowa County dispatchers first took a call reporting the fire just after 8 a.m. on Sunday morning. The fire was in a building at a FS Insight facility to the west of Cobb that houses propane and pesticides. in text alerts sent to local residents just before noon on Sunday, authorities said Highway 18 near the fire would be closed for 24 hours. An earlier alert asked residents to shelter in place. According to the sheriff, no one was injured and there was no danger to the public. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
It is going to be brutally cold with a wind chill factor from minus 25 to minus 35 today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Today, partly cloudy, but cold, high of zero. The wind west at 5 to 15. Tonight, 12 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and just slightly warmer with a high of 3 above. Need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 9 below.
99.7.
It's 8:05 right now. Thank you for joining us this morning. Here's Rick Springfield. It's Jesse's Girl on Max FM.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her. Play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night.
Down there.
Open Your Heart, there is Madonna. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:13 right now. And Finn, we've got some puppies and kitties to talk about here today. Oh, gosh, look at these cute little faces. We've got a couple of sweet pets that need really great homes. Of course, our Pets of the Week over at the Sauk County Humane Society. Should we start with this dog? She's beautiful. Look at her. My goodness. Her name is Midnight. She is the 3.5-year-old pit bull mix who was surrendered to the shelter due to her owner's health. Now, Midnight had a litter of puppies in October, and now she's just looking for a forever home where she is going to always be the princess. I love that. She's playful and she's affectionate. She knows several different commands. She also enjoys going for walks. She is not a cold weather gal, preferring a quick in and out, and she does prefer under the chin scratches to head pets, which is interesting because having a pitty mix myself, it's funny because that's where Aspirin prefers to be petted as well, under the chin, not on top of the head. Now, she is also afraid of fly swatters, Midnight is, so that's interesting. She would do okay with children, cats, and other dogs. She'll be spayed, microchipped, and up-to-date on vaccines prior to going home. She is just an absolute little love bug if you're interested in adding a new family friend, so definitely don't be hesitant to check out Midnight because she's just a gorgeous gal, and she just looks like the sweetest little thing ever, doesn't she? Oh my goodness, she's just adorable.
Both of our pets today, just handsome and beauties this morning.
Yes. Yeah. I'm currently getting the look of, why do you hate me so? Why am I in this cage? Call Sarah. Call Edie. I need some help. Pronto. She really wants out of her kennel this morning, and I'm not sure why. Normally, she just lays down and goes to sleep, which I think is hilarious. But check out Midnight over at sockhumane.org. I mean, she's just a gorgeous girl. She'd be such a good pet for somebody. She's just beautiful. And obviously, 3.5 years old, she's already through the puppy stage. She already knows how to potty outside. She, you know, knows a few commands. All of that good stuff. So it's really going to just be you continuing to work with her. All of the really hard puppy stuff is done with Midnight. Oh, I love her. She's got the same eyes as my Aspie girl. I'm a sucker for those big pit bull eyes. I really, really am. I mean, they're just always big and they're wide and kind of doe-eyed. I'm a sucker for those. And then you mentioned that we have a very handsome cat this week too. Carmel is our 7-month-old long-haired orange and white possible Maine Coon mix cat. Now, he is a bit timid and he will scope out his new surroundings from a very safe place. But once he's comfortable, he's affectionate and he's going to enjoy some lap time or even playing with toys. He loves to have toys with feathers and that are attached to a wand. He thinks those are even better when they're, you know, moving around a whole lot. Well, he's a kitten, so that would make sense, right? Cat tunnels are also awesome to chase through the feathered toys. Chin scratches and treats will cause a lot of purring and a whole lot of contentment from Mr. Carmel. He will be neutered, microchipped, and up to date on vaccines prior to going home. Isn't he a beautiful cat?
Beautiful coat.
Yeah, he's absolutely gorgeous. He definitely looks like a Maine Coon. So he's got the longer coat and a little white, little orange mixed in there. Just absolutely gorgeous little dude. So check him out as well. Now, of course, over at the Sauk County Humane Society, as we were talking about earlier this morning, this is not great weather for the dogs and the cats to be outside. And so you got to be a little extra diligent on keeping them safe this time of year. Frostbite, hypothermia, they're very big concerns for our pets, especially smaller dogs and cats, especially the ones with shorter coats. Now, over at the Humane Society, they're telling us that paws, noses, ears, tails, like exposed human skin, can suffer severe frostbite and loss of body parts just like we can, humans can. Now, they've had many cats over the years who suffered loss of ears, tail, etc. from frostbite. Salt is another concern for paws. Make sure you clean off your dog's paws after a walk if you don't use boots. Not all dogs will wear them, and snow, salt, and sand pack in between their pads, and that can cause a lot of pain as well as some sores too. Limping and hopping on three legs is a really good clue. Of course, we're talking wind chill factors of 25 to 35 below over the next couple of days. So you really got to be mindful of some of these things. If you're a pet owner, you're probably already doing a lot of this stuff already. Hypothermia is caused when the body temperature drops below normal. Signs and symptoms are shivering, muscle stiffness, staggering gait, pale gums, being a little lethargic, some confusion as well. Make sure if you notice any of these in your pet or maybe even a stray animal, you get them into a warm place and warm them slowly. Wrap them in warm blankets and towels, hot water bottles, heating pads, electric electric blankets with a couple of layers of cloth between them and the pets. Important to prevent burns because you don't want to cause something else at the same time while you're trying to warm them. And then call your vet immediately and take that pet in for an emergency treatment if possible. As always, prevention is the best medicine. Again, all according to the Sauk County Humane Society. Now, they do want to thank everybody for all of the donated peanut butter. They are currently very well stocked on peanut butter, but they do need a few other things over at the Sauk County Humane Society, including bleach, laundry detergent, non-clumping cat litter, and canned dog food. Now, as a reminder, you can do some shopping, get those things yourself, drop them off at the Sauk County Humane Society. You can also do some shopping over at Amazon.com, have it dropped right at the Humane Society, so you don't even need to leave the house in these cold temperatures, or you can do the same thing over at Chewy.com. However you're going to do it, they do appreciate any support that you can give them and any donations that you might be thinking about. And remember, you can also volunteer some time. They've got some volunteer orientations coming up in the next few weeks as well, you know, where you can help animals like Midnight and Carmel and any of the other cute little pets and critters that they have in their care right now. SaukHumane.org. If you want to take a look at Midnight, you want to take a look at Carmel, if you want to take a look at any of the other amazing pets, because as we always talk, Finn, just because you see a photo of one and you're like, that's going to be the perfect pet, not always the perfect pet, depending on what you're looking for. And at the Sauk County Humane Society, they will make sure you get paired up with the perfect pet, because after all, making sure these pets are in long-term homes, I mean, forever homes, is really the goal. They don't want to see them come back. They love them, but they want to make sure you love them even more. So make sure you check out that website. They've got a lot of pets up for adoption right now. They're kind of in the same boat as a lot of rescues and shelters, where there's a lot of pets coming in for care, maybe too many for them to take care of. So make sure that if you are thinking of adding a family friend, that you check out SaukHumane.org. That would be my PSA for today, because there's some great pets who need great homes, and they have some cute little faces over there. My goodness. I keep trying to
those
talk.
Pets warm.
Yeah.
I mean, with the temperatures, I mean, it doesn't take very long for frostbite to set in.
No,
you know?
It really doesn't. You know, and yesterday, it's like we did a mile and a half outside, and Aspie was dressed in her little coat. She has like a little sweater. It's a set, and then she's got like a big puffy insulated coat that goes over the top of it, and then, of course, she had her booties on. But probably about every 10 minutes, I'd stop, and I'd take my gloves, and I'd warm her little ears, because we don't have a snood yet, and I'm not sure she'd wear it. Corey and I keep going back and forth on it, because she loves to be outside. She doesn't care when it gets really cold, as long as her feet are warm. So I don't know if she'd wear a snood, though, that goes over her ears. She's pretty protective of those ears, which I can understand. So every about 5-10 minutes, I'd stop and I'd take my gloves and I'd, you know, kind of warm her ears and pet them and make sure they were warm and not getting too cold on the tips, because if they ever felt too cold, then we were immediately heading back home. But I would make sure, and she was doing great. I check on her the entire time we're walking, so if it seems like we were out there for too long, let me tell you, we're stopping a lot to make sure that she's doing okay. And if at any point she starts shivering or she starts lifting her legs, then we immediately start going back for home. So I don't keep her out there just because it's fun, because I don't like being out there when it's this cold.
Well, they just don't understand.
No.
They don't understand that we're basically looking out for them. I mean, most of them don't like the fashionista thing, which little Aspie sounds like she is quite the little fashionista when she goes out there.
You gotta be safe and warm out there. And if you're gonna go hiking in this kind of weather, you know, if you're going to do hiking in this kind of weather, we got to be safe about it. Yeah. So, you got to take it easy with them. You got to make sure that they're doing okay. Because if you're cold, they're going to be cold, right? I mean, it doesn't matter if they're pets, and everybody's always like, oh, they're supposed to be outside. Yes, I get that, but they're domesticated. They're not living underneath trees and making their own little nests and things like that. That's not what they do. They're domesticated, so they're not used to this kind of stuff. And in fact, last night we were watching TV, and we were watching the Lions and the Rams play in that late night game. And there was a commercial that came on, and it was a pet commercial, and it wasn't Edie and Sarah, but it was, you know, I think it was for like Chewy or something like that. I can't even remember. And they were, you know, talking about cold weather and showing all these cute little accessories that you can buy for your pet. And I looked over at her, and she's sacked out on the couch. She's got her head on pillow. She's laying on her side. She's dreaming. Her little legs are thumping away. She's having a great time. And I said to Corey, I said, you know, there are dogs and cats right now. As I was reading social media, people were trying to put straw out for strays and things like that, and making sure that they had a warm place to go, leaving garages partially opened. If they needed a warm place to go, they could come into their garage and things. And I said, think of all these poor animals who are outside right now that, you know, had been domesticated that are no longer because somebody was evil enough to dump them out in the middle of nowhere, or they escaped, or they ran away, or whatever the case may be. And Corey leans forward and he looks at her and he goes, well, she doesn't have to worry. I was like, well, no, I didn't say her specifically. I said, she's perfectly fine over there. She's got no worries in the world. The fire was warming her. She, you know, all of that good stuff. And she was living the life last night. But I do, every time it gets this cold or it gets uber hot in the summer, I always think of all those animals who have to make their way outside, and it's I had to bring them all into the house, much to Corey Hartman's dismay.
We'd have our own shelter, right?
I would, and they would all live freely in the house. And is just what he said. No, that's all I ever get. Every time I talk about adopting a sibling for Aspen, because like little Midnight and Aspie, I think that would be a perfectly fun little pair. He'll just look at me and he'll be like, "Do you not have enough going on without enough?" But think of how happy she'd be. She'd just be a happy girl.
Play partner. Yeah.
She would. And he's like, "But would you be happy with a second one?" I'm like, "No, she's kind of a lot of work." I could have my own little zoo someday.
You really have to make those choices, don't you?
You have to think it out.
There are times where I would prefer to just, and I could just walk one of them at a time.
Sure.
But then it's twice the work.
Right. Think of all the miles you're getting in, Finn. Yeah. You'd be nice and fit then at that point.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
It does. You know, and I do. I would love to adopt another one because I do. I love dogs. And I would, if I had the space and I had the time, I would have probably multiple dogs. I really, truly would, because I really just love them. And but I know in our tiny house, it would not be great. We don't have a good outdoor situation.
It's got to be a good fit for them, too.
Yeah, you know, and we don't have a fenced-in yard. We don't have a great outdoor situation. It's why we have to walk Aspie everywhere. She's not good just going out on her own, so she has to be on a long lead to go outside, even if she's just in the backyard kind of thing. If I ever change situations, though, you just wait. Aspie will have a sibling, and I will talk my way into it. I'm good at that with Corey Hartman. I'm good at those things. All you have to do is distract him with a documentary, and then he'll answer anything you want. And if it's a documentary about a game show, then you're really going to get whatever. Yeah, you're really going to get whatever you want out of the situation. Taking a look at the forecast right now, Finn. Speaking of dogs and cats and taking care of them out in this cold, and people too, because we got to take care of ourselves, especially if you work outside, make sure you have lots of layers on. I remember my dad growing up doing construction. He didn't even mind the summer heat as much as he hated this winter cold. He just absolutely hated this winter cold because, you know, in the summer, they could work early in the morning and they would stop before it got really, really hot, go back out in the evening. And it was awful, but at least, you know, you could work before the sun was the highest and all of that. And he always said, when it got this cold, you just couldn't escape it. There was no absolute escaping it. And you just felt like by the end of the day, you couldn't move. And that's what he always said. Like your body just felt like it was in slow motion because everything was so cold. He hated winter weather. He just hated it. Wind chills of 25 to 35 below today, tonight, and tomorrow. So if you do have to be outside for any reason, if those pets have to be outside for any reason, please take care of yourself. Partly cloudy today with a high near zero, 12 below tonight, then partly cloudy tomorrow, 3 for our high. Right now, it is 8 below.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise. High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
Hits, 8:28 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. We hope your Monday is going well, even if it's a Monday. Lots of coffee to warm up and to wake up. Here's Kenny Loggins. It's Danger Zone on Max FM. Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, Kenny Loggins, and Danger Zone. And Finn, speaking of Danger Zone, of course, from the original Top Gun, Tom Cruise is reportedly on board for another Top Gun movie with his Maverick co-stars Miles Teller and Glenn Powell. Already in the works. They've already got a script from Top Gun Maverick co-writer Erin Kruger, in fact. So might be something we see in the theaters in the next couple of summers. Because you know it's going to be another summer blockbuster. So there you go.
The last one did quite well.
It did. And thank goodness, because that was all we really had that year for good movies was Top Gun Maverick. That's for sure. Yeah. Anyway, I just thought I'd pass that along to anybody who's a fan, because if you remember, they reprised a little bit of Danger Zone for that second one from the original as well. Because Kenny Loggins, he was making bank in the 80s doing movies, wasn't he? Like, he really was. He did a few. He's got like a few that we all can recognize.
Caddyshack and Top Gun.
Yes, and Footloose. Yeah, that one in there. Yeah, he kind of made a name for himself besides being, you know, part of Loggins and Messina. I don't know how much bigger you can get after that. I mean, Footloose and Top Gun and Danger Zone, they were just kind of like, you know, a little stepping stone in his career.
Exactly.
We got to take a look at these calendar days, give ourselves something to celebrate today. Of course, it is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And because we're also observing that, it's also Humanitarian Day. One of the three Emancipation Days of Respect, along with the Victims of Violence Holy Day and the Dream Day Quest and Jubilee. All three of those days actually honor Martin Luther King Jr., by the way. Let's see. It is Elementary School Teacher Day today. Well, where would we be without all of those amazing teachers in this world? So thank you for what you do. We mentioned earlier today it's Blue Monday, the most depressing day of the year. Yay, Monday. It's also, let's see, Wikipedia Day. Oh, isn't that one exciting? I don't know why it's specifically it's on today, but we're honoring Wikipedia today with all of the information that you can just put in there yourself. So you got to be careful using Wikipedia, kids, if you're using it for research papers, because not all of it's 100% accurate. Let's see. It's National Day of Service as well, which, again, also goes with Martin Luther King Jr. It's National Hat Day today as well. So this is your day that you sport your best hat. And, well, today it's probably going to be something that keeps your head and your ears warm, I would guess.
More like a stocking cap.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, I'm guessing you're going to want to do something like that today. It's a little chilly. And then when it comes to the food ones, there's a few good ones on here. National Fresh Squeezed Juice Day today. Whether that's orange juice, maybe you love yourself some good lemonade, maybe you like to make yourself some apple juice, but it's Fresh Squeezed Juice Day today. So enjoy that one. National Bagel Day is also today. If you love a good bagel and some cream cheese, I know that's a favorite around here. And then it's also, it's a little cold, but it's ice cream, so I think I could make it work. But it's National Strawberry Ice Cream Day today. So if you want to enjoy a colder treat because you're crazy like that, today is the day for some strawberry ice cream. Sounds absolutely delicious, though. I don't care. I'll layer up the blankets and a couple extra sweatshirts, and I'll still enjoy the ice cream. I'm telling you, I'm not letting any cold stop me from my favorite treat. That's for sure. So no matter how you're celebrating today, just make sure it's a good one and a warm one, because, well, it's a little brutally cold out there. And we're going to actually talk about that forecast with Sean Cable in just a moment. Wind chills of 25 below to 35 below today, tonight, and tomorrow. He's going to actually tell you what you can expect here over the next couple of days in more detail. Mike Ganger's going to join us for a look at local sports, and Chris Hovel, our Packers expert. We still get to keep talking to Chris. I wasn't sure that was going to happen, because as soon as the season's over, Chris, you know, takes his little hiatus from hanging with Hovel here on Max FM. But as long as they're still playing, we're still talking. So we get another week to talk Packers. He's going to join us in just a few minutes so we can recap that Packers and Cowboys game yesterday in Dallas. Hanging with Hovel, brought to you by Tricor Insurance, up in just moments.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook posts for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol salutes the work of Martin Luther King Jr. as we celebrate his accomplishments in civil rights, his leadership in fighting injustice through peaceful protest, the March on Washington, the Montgomery bus boycott, the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Acts, and more. He led the way for millions to work towards achieving equality. This week, join Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol in recognizing Dr. King's accomplishments and contributions with Civic Media.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Things will pick up on the local side this week after snow put an end to the events for late last week and the weekend. A few teams will be competing in the Badger Challenge makeup matchups as Reedsburg tonight will be hosting Beaver Dam. 7:15 is the start time for that matchup. Stockbridge Eagles also competing as they'll be hosting Wanakee tonight at 6 o'clock. And then for the Portage Warriors, they're going to be hosting Fort Atkinson at 7 p.m. Events for winter sports will really start to begin again tomorrow. The Green Bay Packers absolutely crushed the Dallas Cowboys yesterday, 48-32, to end the season for Mike McCarthy and his Cowboy team. Final score made a game look even closer than it really was. Packers could not be stopped on offense. Jordan Love had 272 and 3 touchdowns through the air. And Aaron Jones continues to dominate against the Cowboys, 118 on the ground and 3 touchdowns for the game. Packers actually led 41-16 before the Cowboys scored 16 points in the final quarter alone. There'll be plenty of question marks around the Dallas Cowboys this week, but one thing the Packers know for sure is they're moving on. Team heads to the number one seed San Francisco next weekend. Back on Saturday, it was Houston absolutely running past the Cleveland Browns at home, 45-14, and KC in the bitter cold gets a 26-7 win over Miami. Two more postseason games today at 3:30. It's going to be Pittsburgh at Buffalo. That game was moved from what was supposed to be played yesterday due to a snow emergency around Buffalo. 3:30 again is the kickoff for that one on CBS. And then tonight on ABC and ESPN, it's going to be Philadelphia at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 7:15 kickoff there. Great weekend for the Bucks. They get a win over the Golden State Warriors, 129-118, and they followed it up with a thrilling victory at home against the Sacramento Kings yesterday, 143-142 in overtime. The Bucks were trailing by 2 as seconds remained on the clock. Damian Lillard brought the ball across the half court, pulled up, and knocked down a buzzer-beating triple to give his team the 143-142 win. Dame finished with 29 points, 8 assists, and 4 rebounds. Giannis Antetokounmpo with a triple-double had 27 points, 10 assists, and 10 boards. And a double-double for Bobby Portis off the bench, who continues to play some great ball, 22 points and 10 rebounds. Not to mention Brooke Lopez had 17, 9 rebounds, and 3 assists as well. Overall, great team effort and victory in a huge win against the Kings. Bucks get a little bit of time off before hitting the road once again. They'll be at Cleveland on a Wednesday. And a winning weekend for Wisconsin included a W for the Badgers. 71-63, they get the win at the Kohl Center against Northwestern. Squad will be at it again tomorrow when they travel to Penn State to square off with the Nittany Lions at 8. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
It is going to be brutally cold with a wind chill factor from minus 25 to minus 35 today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Today, partly cloudy, but cold, high of 0. The wind west at 5 to 15. Tonight, 12 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and just slightly warmer with a high of 3 above. Need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 9 below.
99.7.
It's 8:40 right now, and it just keeps getting colder and colder every time Sean gives that forecast. Right now, though, I'd like to welcome Chris Hovel, our Packers expert, to join us. A fifth NFL season. He is a two-time national best-selling author who has covered the Packers since before Brett Favre's first start, then as a sports columnist at the Green Bay Press-Gazette, and now in his 23rd season as the host of Sportsline, 4 to 6 afternoons on WDUZ The Fan. Hanging with Hovel here on Max FM is brought to you by Tricor Insurance. Chris, good morning. Not only do we live to see another week with Hanging with Hovel, but this team also lives to see another week in the playoffs. And boy, oh boy, what a fun game yesterday. My goodness.
Maddie, they don't get much better than that. I did want to say real quickly for you and our listeners, in case I drop off here a second, I'll be right back with you. Okay, so
right.
It's had
Sounds
this
good.
Habit to do it, but don't panic or anything. Just do your Jordan Love impression, the cool, calm, poised Matty Jones that we all love. Boy, I tell you what, that kid, I can't even say kid anymore. He just couldn't contain his giddiness in the postgame.
No.
He just wanted to hug Aaron. He wanted to hug himself.
Yeah.
He wanted to just love on everybody. And, oh, man, I mean, just and you talk about the most complete performance
it
all
was.
Season.
You know, and here's the thing. This was the first game. This was the only game this season where they had all the preferred skill players available, and they scored 48 points, which I texted you during the game. And I think the thing that floors me about this team is this: they're just in their infancy yet, right? This is basically, in NFL terms, like a bunch of kindergartners out in the field. And that's no disrespect. With their age, that's essentially what they are. The ceiling for this team is so flipping high right now when you watch what they're able to do. And, I mean, that was just the first time they've played together. That is absolutely crazy when you look at what Jordan Love was able to do and how he was able to basically decimate that Cowboys team yesterday defensively, on their defensive side. It was something of beauty. I mean, it truly was. What else do you say about a game like that?
Well, this was Matt LaFleur's best coaching job, his best coaching job in an entire season.
Yeah.
And it just validates from top to bottom the entire franchise and what they've got going. Youth is served. And I have to say, Maddie, when you get younger and better at the same time, and not just a little bit better, but I mean a lot better, not like from 3-14 to 6-14. You know, whatever. I mean, they took the thing about youth, they've got all this exuberance, they've got all this energy, no bad habits, and apparently the coaches have done a pretty good job of ingrating in them what matters from day one, because they really truly, I mean, if there are any mistakes, generally it's some of the veteran players that may make them, Preston Smith and so, but Kenny Clark, but very few though. I mean, really all around. And I mean, I don't even know where to begin. I mean, Romeo Doubs, as C.D. Lamb had the praise heaped on him, Matt LaFleur needed a dump truck to get the sufficient amount of praise to heap on Rome. I got to say, just to have that 151 yards, 6 catches on 6 targets.
Yeah.
And the final 3-yard touchdown to close out the scoring, Doubs just running free and easy. But some of those catches were dynamic, too. I mean, he made all the plays. And then Dontavian Wicks, you talk about getting mileage. 2 catches on 2 targets, 20-yard touchdown. How do you like it? And then Luke Musgrave, no one within 16 yards, according to Next Gen Stats. 16 yards.
What I love and he about rolled that one. In. Yeah, what I love about that one is during the game, you know, we've laughed about Luke Musgrave because he tends to get the ball and then just kind of falls forward. And the first thing I said when we were watching it, I was like, oh my gosh, he stayed on his feet. And I love that after the game in the locker room, the first thing Matt LaFleur said was, Musgrave stayed on his feet. And the entire locker room erupted in cheers because, you know, it's obviously been a point that they've tried to attack as far as him being a receiver and staying upright. But I love that some of these things are coming together for this young team. And you can tell that there's been a lot of coaching that's happened. And at one point, I also texted you because I don't know what Jason Vrabel, the wide receivers coach, is making in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Man deserves a raise because these wide receivers do not look anything like they did right now, like they did at the beginning of the season. I mean, it was weird. It was awkward. There was not a lot of separation. You couldn't really count on them to be in the right space. They were running the wrong route. Sometimes they were running into each other. And it's taken, I'm sure, a lot of work on everybody's part. But that man deserves some sort of raise because he has them looking like true, tried and true NFL receivers in a very short amount of time. It is absolutely astronomical what this team has been able to do. Really, in just 17 weeks, right? I mean, and that seems like a long time when you say it, but it's not in NFL terms. It's
really 9 weeks of preparation and settling in, followed by 9 weeks of incredible football play, 7-2 in that stretch, Maddie. The familiarity the team has with each other. I mean, you made a great point there, Tucker Kraft. Okay, how do you know a team is really close or genuine, the familiarity? When everybody in the locker room gets the joke about Luke Musgrave.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
When everyone in the, that means that guys are invested in each other. And they give a damn about each other. They care about each other. And that all sounds corny, and that's what teams say with the chemistry when they win and that. But these guys, they don't know any different. They are so into each other and into the moment, as young people are, you know, right? When your first love is crushed, you know, it's just the end of the world. Well, in this case, you know, with all these wonderful things going, man, they can't wait for the next play.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just, and I did say before the game, I picked them to win, by the way, on the air, the only one there. You know, and this is from, I'm working with guys and I love them both, but I mean, you know, they picked the Packers to lose to Minnesota and a rookie quarterback 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And what I said was, let's give Jordan Love some respect, finally, that he deserves. And my answer was, and I have to laugh at this, his 8-game stretch, which has been talked about, I will put up against any 8-game stretch versus Rodgers or Favre at any 8-game stretch in their career. And the response from one of the co-hosts was, well, Rodgers was 21 touchdowns and no picks in the relax run. Okay, that and 120 rating versus 18-1 and 112, first-year starter. So, you know. Obviously, what Jordan Love has done is incredible.
I don't want to bring up the Rodgers versus Love debate because, you know, some people are just passionate about it. But as you watch this team progress and you watch what they went through last year, and I get that, you know, under Matt LaFleur, Aaron Rodgers won MVP, but you really got to start wondering last year who was holding who back. I know a lot of people thought it was LaFleur holding Rodgers back, but you watch what he's been able to do this year with Love and run an offense that he really feels like is his offense. Because I still say that he wasn't running his true LaFleur offense with Rodgers.
No.
And that's becoming more and more evident. And I don't want to debate it because I've said time and time again, I have all the respect in the world for what Aaron Rodgers did as a Green Bay Packer on the field. Like, you will never take that away from him. Ever, ever, ever. You can, you know, dislike some of the things he does now. You will never take away his legacy on a football field, ever. And I would never try to do that because it was brilliant. At the same time, though, I look at this team now and I think, really? Can we really, really argue who is holding who back? Because it sure looks like maybe it was Aaron Rodgers holding back the Matt LaFleur offense.
Well, Maddie, sometimes
how it's supposed to be executed, right?
You know, it sounds silly, but I mean, from high school popcorn, coaches coach, players play, the general managers go and get the talent. And that's just the way it has to be and the way it should be. And Jordan Love isn't encumbered at all with questioning Matt LaFleur's play call.
Right.
Like the previous guy, he is all about executing what is called.
Yeah.
What is my best move for the play that's called? And I know I have some other options that I can check out. I mean, he made one beautiful change at the line for Aaron Jones on a run that went, I don't know, 18, 20 yards, whatever it was. But that was just one play out of many. And I don't see him changing a lot out of run plays to pass plays. That does not seem to be happening as much. He sticks with what's called for the most part, unless it's just an undeniable change where you need to make it in his judgment. But and these guys running free, and I still say the reason for that is because not just the number one dog, not just CD Lamb, but all three are running their routes hard, all four intended targets. None of them look like they're surprised the ball came to him, because guess what? Jordan Love doesn't play favorites. The guy who's open gets the football.
He doesn't have to play favorites. And during the game, Greg Olsen actually touched on that a little bit. If you were listening to the commentary, when they got to talk to Jordan Love before this game, he said there's no pressure in the huddle. He doesn't have to worry about, oh, it has to go to this guy. It has to go here. This is the guy who's going to absolutely be open. He's like, they're all open. They all should be open, or somebody should be open, and he doesn't have to worry about who the number one guy is. Now, I love Devontae Adams, but how many times did we see them get into big moments with Rodgers and Devontae on the same team where Rodgers literally force-fed that ball to Devontae? It happened during the 49ers game a couple years ago in the championship game. He was force-feeding him the ball because Devontae was the number one. And all respect in the world to Devontae Adams. He is an amazing wide receiver. But at the same time, you know, he wasn't always the dude that was open.
He wasn't always
the guy that was open, right?
We talking about Devontae Adams or CD Lamb? Because 7 for 19 isn't going to cut it for 100 yards and no touchdowns when Romeo Doubs had 50 more receiving yards, a touchdown to none for Lamb. And you know what? At the end of the day, I was so glad that they didn't throw more to Michael Gallup.
Yeah, because he had just over 100 yards as well.
And he was open, but, you know, Prescott, with that pressure and Love talking about what, you know, when you got receivers in your ear every damn play, and you got Love and, could you imagine Love and Doubs outside the huddle drawing up a play?
Well,
this stuff actually went down before, Maddie.
Well,
but anyway, enough of that. I mean, I'm just so happy about the win, you know. But
and I will say, you saw Prescott and Lamb kind of unhappy with each other during that game. There was a little angst there, I think, happening between Lamb and Dak Prescott during that game. But that's
when a midweek conversation happens in mid game. It's not good.
No, absolutely. Now, you mentioned these receivers, and so let's talk about spreading the ball around. In 9 games since November 19th, the Packers have had a different player finish as their leading receiver in 6 of them, including 3 in a row. Bo Melton had 6 catches, 105 yards, 1 touchdown against the Vikings. Jaden Reed had 4 catches, 112 yards against the Bears. And then you mentioned it, Romeo Doubs last night, 6 catches, 151 yards, 1 touchdown. And so it just tells you exactly what we're talking talking about. They are spreading the ball around. No guy is the number one receiver. If they happen to be the number one for that game, they're the number one for that game. But there's other guys he can go to on the field if that one guy for that game doesn't happen to be open. And you listen to the coach after the game yesterday, Malik Heath. He was a healthy scratch. And Matt LaFleur talked about after the game what a hard decision that was, because he's been playing so well. He's been such a good blocker, but it really came down to a numbers game. One guy has to be sitting on the outs when you have this many good receivers on your roster right now. And Malik Heath happened to draw the short straw yesterday. But if that's literally a problem that you're pining over in big moments, going into playoff games to stay alive, I mean, that's a good problem to have if you're a head coach and any sort of coaching staff, that you are literally like, who do we not make active here? Like, what? Who is the one guy out this week? That's an amazing problem to have for a young
team. I'll tell you this. If someone had told me Luke Musgrave was going to be the number two receiver against the Cowboys with three catches,
right?
I'd have said, how bad did they lose?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there would be no question about that. Jaden Reed, the Cowboys clearly gave him a lot of attention, and rightfully so.
Yes. Yep.
I mean, on jet sweeps and every all that action, and Reed out of the slot, move him here and there and everywhere, no catches didn't matter because they wasted a lot of time trying to stop mm-hmm. Reed, which they did, at the expense of Romeo Doubs and other guys who they overlooked. But when you only have to throw it 21 times, it really should have been 20.
Right.
Darn Matt LaFleur, but that's okay. No one's perfect, I guess. The passer rating wasn't perfect. The decision to pull him a little early wasn't perfect. But you know what? It was a perfect party afterwards, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and you know, we talk about Matt LaFleur, and I give all sorts of credit to this coaching staff. As much as it looked miscombobulated early in the season, he has made the playoffs four times in five seasons and never not played in the divisional round, which is absolutely incredible when you think of a young head coach. And he, you know, and here's the other thing too. This is a year he's doing it without a Hall of Fame quarterback, without a number one dedicated receiver. As we're talking, he's just doing it with a bunch of rookies,
without a number one stud left tackle,
right? I mean, he's doing it without all of that. But here's the thing that I will say, the number one stud on this team, if there's going to be a guy that teams should be focusing on, it is Aaron Jones. My goodness, he was on fire and has been. I mean, his last four games, 21 carries for 127 yards in Carolina, 20 carries for 120 yards in Minnesota, 22 carries, 111 yards versus the Bears, and then yesterday, 21 carries and 118 yards in Dallas. It's the best four-game stretch of his career. He is on his final, next year will be his final year of that contract. Big story came out about him this week. He is all in Green Bay. He doesn't really care about the money, and that's why you got to love a guy like Aaron Jones. He just loves the atmosphere. He loves to win. He loves the people. He just wants to be a great human being, not so much a great football player, even though that comes pretty natural to him. But I foresee them reworking that and keeping him around another year. How do you not when he's playing at the level that he is? My gosh.
I mean, the game plan is pretty simple. You draft a stud running back. You pair him with Jones for next season anyway. He learns from that guy, becomes one of the team. You blend him in, and then away you go. And I think that really, because it gives you that insurance in case there's an injury to Jones or something. Yep. And you do have to, I think, at this stage kind of monitor his snaps. But I didn't realize, best four-game stretch of his career, Maddie. Yeah. And he's had a decorated career.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's just, and you know what? The thing that I love about Aaron Jones is he's just a true dude, right? Like he loves the accolade because he knows he deserves it because he's good at what he does. But he's just a genuine, true human being first. And that's what I love about him. And that's what I think I love about this team so much right now is, and maybe it's just because of the past experiences and the amount of people they've had on the team who have risen to that level of success. There's no ego right now. There's no ego whatsoever on this team right now. And, you know, you talk about a team who's playing loose, who has nothing to lose. It's really this team, and they're having a good time. They know how important these playoffs are, but at the same time, when you watch them in the locker room, when you watch them during the week, when you watch them at practices, they haven't changed who they are. They're just, you know, playing better football with the exact same people that they were at the beginning of the year, which I think is crazy. And that's why I always say maybe being a little naive at this stage of the game is not a horrible thing. You know, it's not a horrible thing at this point because we saw what happened to Dallas yesterday. There was a lot more pressure on Dallas than there was on the Green Bay Packers. They're playing with house money right now. And boy, you could definitely tell the difference in the two teams and how they took the playoffs versus, you know, how the other one took the playoffs. That's for sure.
you know, these, I mean, the young players here, they don't know. You know, I say they don't know what they don't, you know, don't know.
Sure.
Well, it's what they do know is that the next play is the biggest thing in their life.
Yeah.
I mean, they are, which team do you think right now, and I know the Niners are an awesome team, and they've got so many true pros and all that, but I'm telling you, top to bottom, all 53, or if you want to count practice squad call-ups, the Packers are as locked in man-to-man as you can be. Now, that doesn't guarantee a win or anything like that, but they have no time for foolishness or nonsense, and I think one of the legacies of Rodgers, the gift that gives, is drama-free zone, man.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how great you are, really, are you better? Are you above the law? Are you a bad phrase? But are you above the, you know, your teammates?
Yep.
And you're going to be the one to tell Jair to keep his mouth shut. You're the one to decide who gets the ball. You're going to tell the coach what play to call. And again, I don't want to harp, but it's just such a stark contrast. It's almost impossible not to recognize it, even to the casual fan.
You have to start seeing. I mean, if you haven't seen it up until this point, right now is when I think people are going to really start recognizing the contrast between then versus now. And neither one is good. Neither one is bad. It's just the difference between the teams and the lack of pressure. And Jordan Love, who, you know, is a little looser with them. They make mistakes, and he's like, it's cool. I make mistakes, too. I mean, that's kind of the vibe that I get from him, right? Like, it's not that he doesn't get upset, but he's not in their face. He's not rolling eyes at them. He's not throwing things on the sideline because, you know, he's had his share of mistakes out there as well, and he doesn't hold that against them because they're not holding it against him. It's just, it's a very different atmosphere that we're seeing right now. Did we lose you, Chris?
Okay, yep, I'm right here.
Still there. Okay, all right. It got quiet on my end, and I can always tell if there's like a drop or something, so I just wanted to...
It's like when it's too quiet in the next room when the kids are in there, right?
That's right. So, you know, and here's the thing, too. This offense wasn't perfect yesterday. In fact, their first three plays of the game were probably their worst, right? They rushed for no gain, and then there was a sack that was negated by a penalty, and then Jones ran right into the back of Rashid Walker for a loss. After that, though, it was like they pulled it together, and the plan was basically perfect from then on out. I mean, you didn't really have another missed throw until that late one in the fourth quarter to Tucker Kraft. That was it. That was pretty much it at that point.
You know, Maddie, it's such a fine line, and this is going to sound crazy, but two plays that stand out in my mind from this season, as crazy as it sounds. Asante Samuel pass interference against the Chargers when that game was lost, third and 20, and they come back and win. And then the hold, or the defensive holding on the opening drive that kept their touchdown drive alive to go up 7-0 yesterday. If they don't score there, you know.
It might have been different. Yeah.
Might have. I don't think so.
No,
but
I don't think so either. You never know.
Big
you never
plays.
Know.
It was taking advantage of those things, though, that matters. You know, staying in the moment.
You know, and that was one thing that I noticed yesterday, that this team has done a lot better this year, second half, and even over last year, is when the defense does give them a short field because they get an interception, they have a fumble recovery, they're actually taking advantage of it. They weren't doing it so much early in the season because, again, young offense, and we definitely saw them not take advantage of those opportunities last year. But so far through this last maybe quarter of the season, they've really taken advantage of what the defense has given them.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they're getting the field goal, whether they're actually running it, they're getting a touchdown, it doesn't matter. They're at least taking advantage of it, normally coming away with points. To the point where when you get the ball, in fact, when they intercepted Dak Prescott, Jair